10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Faith and gratitude are the themes this week. Last week, I talked about a dimensional faith, a faith that could do what we thought was impossible. This week, we see that faith can heal, but we can't stop at being healed. There is a necessary response. This response builds up our faith by acknowledging the source of our grace. By showing our gratitude, we are not adding anything to God, but we are building up the faith that saves us. In fact, I would argue that gratitude is the response God heals us to experience. In the first reading, Naaman plunges himself into the Jordan at the word of Elisha. Naaman was a Syrian military general, a non-Israelite. In his desperation to be healed, he seeks out and follows Elisha's instructions. He is healed, and in his gratitude, he offers a gift. Elisha does not take the gift, so Naaman tries another tact. You might be wondering why in the world 2 mule loads of dirt shows more gratitude. In those days, there was a territorial notion of divinity. If you wanted to worship the God of Israel, well, then you had to have some of Israel with you. Naaman was proposing to have enough dirt to stand on and worship Yahweh in a foreign country where he lived. It's a profound gesture and a true sense of gratitude. Naaman was making great effort to acknowledge the source of his healing. He is also publicly witnessing to a conversion of heart. In the second reading, Paul exhorts Timothy and us to have faith even in the midst of suffering. This is a difficult thing to do. One has to trust God even when the reprieve we seek is not forthcoming. One cannot have faith without gratitude. If we do not recognize the gift God has given us in our salvation, if we are not grateful for the promises that God has made to us, well, then we will never have the perseverance to make it through long or difficult trials. Gratitude bolsters our faith. It's a mindset that transforms our moments into something lasting. It's very good to be thankful, but being thankful is a momentary response. Gratitude is lasting. Naaman was thankful when he offered the gift, but he showed gratitude when he proposed to stand on the dirt of Israel and worship God from then on. In the gospel, 10 lepers are healed. Only one returned to Jesus to thank him. Now, I guarantee the others were thankful. They had been healed of an insidious disease. They may have even praised God at the moment, but only one returned to thank Jesus. Only one took the effort to express his gratitude. A man was talking to his sponsor, and he complained that things were good, but his dumb car was burning oil. The sponsor responded, "Well, there are service stations all over." Nonplussed by the response, the man said, "You sound like you were put out with me." "Well, yes, you are ungrateful. A few weeks ago, you had $3 in your pocket, you didn't have a job, and your wife wouldn't let you in the house. Today, you have a job, you have a car, you have money, and your wife lets you back in. You are complaining about a car you don't deserve that is burning oil. Time to think about what you are grateful for." Today, in Rome, Pope Francis is celebrating the anniversary of the last apparition of Our Lady of Fatima. He is receiving the statue of Our Lady of Fatima and consecrating the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It is an act of gratitude, a profound expression of thanks that continues. It is the leper returning to Christ. Our gratitude should go even further. This is what the Mass is. Mass is our opportunity to show gratitude, and in doing so, we are fed. It's a profound act that continues, that changes our lives. And in this response, we are given an experience of Christ that we could not have had before. Our faith heals us, but our gratitude is what God is after. Gratitude builds our faith, it bolsters it in times of trial, it directs us to the true source of our blessing, and it takes practice. We begin by being thankful, and then we string it together, so it's not just a moment, but a decision, a way of life. You have been blessed with much. That your car burning, your gimp knee, or whatever really bugs you in life is insignificant. If you're having trouble being grateful, make a list of what you're thankful for and add to it when you get better at recognizing the undeserved gifts God gives us. Eventually, you may find that you are grateful for the trials in your life because these are an opportunity to live your faith. Naaman said, "If you will not accept, please let me, your servant, have 2 mule loads of earth, for I will no longer offer holocaust or sacrifice to any other god except the Lord."